This is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from the show.
Time for Hey, I Was Wondering. You send in your Hey, I Was Wondering questions. You can email them. You can send them to us on social media. You can text them to 60123. And if we use them, then, of course, you get one of those Eric in the Morning travel mugs, which I hope you enjoy. This comes to us from Jen, who says, Hey, Eric, so I'm working and looking out my new office window. And office is in quotation marks, which
right.
means she's at home looking out the window. I'm looking out the window at the birds at my bird feeder. Right now, there's a robin and a cardinal there. I've
nice.
Noticed quite a few cardinals this year.
Yeah. It is so weird. I have two.
Yeah.
They're so
Tons.
Pretty.
This made me wonder, do birds crossbreed like dogs? Like, is there such a thing as a mutt bird? Excellent question.
Great question.
Is there a mutt bird? You know, like if a cardinal does it with a robin. You know, can they have...
What would
can
you call it?
Can they lay an egg and it's a mutt bird?
Yeah.
It's just like this ugly, weird, kind of red, but not really bird running around.
I want a robin.
You do see some cardinals sometimes that are not quite as bright of a red as other ones.
Right.
Maybe that's what's going on. I never thought of it.
Think their dad was doing it with a robin?
Probably.
Cardinal
you
and
think
a
so?
Robin.
Yeah,
I think so.
All
carbon.
Right.
Carbon.
She's been thinking
I know,
the
whole
time.
She didn't hear any of the conversation.
I did.
She didn't hear any of it.
I heard
just,
it say there were different
happens.
Colors,
she
and I heard that.
Melissa leaves mentally on her own question.
No.
What was that be?
I'm
now in my own head. I don't hear a thing going on. And I'm just thinking about my question. And I'll probably wrap this up about 6.
Like at 6:30, she'll go, carbon.
Mm-hmm. Carbon.
Shut up.
That's
it was
happens.
Adorable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Go ahead. It's all yours.
It's never been all mine. There hasn't been a 5:30 club or after 9 o'clock that's had any level of focus in the past 5 years.
And isn't
all.
That so special?
No, it's really not.
No, it really is.
It really isn't. And you've got to let it go. I'm turning your mic off because you're all Violetta. I'm rising above everything. That's what you're doing. Alicia Keys is one of the finest performers and human beings that I know.
I was.
Isn't it great that we all can be here doing this today? No, not really. I don't need your 27-year-old. I know what's best for everybody. Because I've been through it.
Oh, my
like
God.
You're
understand.
Just the worst.
Yeah. I don't need that. I got her doing carbon birds. I got
carbon.
You with the Alicia Keys fan club.
If we Google this and a cross between a cardinal and a robin is actually called
gosh.
A carbon, this will be hilarious.
Right. Right. If it is, I'm just going to go home. You guys can finish it out. You guys seem to feel good about the way things are going. I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that.
Okay, I'm starting to sweat.
I can run home and finish up this nap. Not a problem. Happy to do it. Would love to.
No, seriously. It's all yours.
Does anybody know if this is true? Is there such a thing as... I don't even care. I honestly don't care.
I know.
I honestly don't care.
I kind of want to know now, though.
I really don't. Is there anything that's a mutt bird? You do occasionally see like a... brown, nondescript bird flying
right.
around every now and then.
Or like, what is a pigeon compared to a dove? Is a pigeon like a dove that's a few generations removed from an actual dove?
It's a pigeon is a dove that finished in the lower half of their class.
Right. Okay.
Right. It dropped out their sophomore year.
They got to live on the streets
that's
in downtown.
That's what a pigeon is. Any thoughts on that, Violetta?
My lips are sealed. Right.
Actually. I don't know if you know this, but pigeons are God's creatures.
No, I hate pigeons.
They're God's creatures, Eric, and Alicia Keys has a song about them that'll bring you to tears.
They're okay. flying rats.
All right. 312-233-1019. Anybody, I'm begging for help. I'm begging 530. Somebody get on the team. They say 81% of people are impressed by their partner who cooks for them. In fact, 86% of people say cooking can be a turn-on.
Yeah.
All right. Let's just suppose for a moment, let's dream, because that's all we can really do, that at 2:30, Governor Pritzker steps to the podium and go, damnedest thing just happened. Dr. Ezekiel and I, we were just in a meeting and somebody called and said, hey, guess what? Everybody checked out of the hospitals. Everybody's fine.
Unreal.
It appears to be gone.
Wow.
I don't know what happened. It's so weird. So
if
we're
only.
Throwing open the damn doors. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Top three meals you would invite us over for right now. 312-233-1019. Derek.
Filet mignon with asparagus and rice.
Wow, you and Melissa should get together.
Yeah, sounds good.
You guys cook very similar. You go with the ever-popular what, Kyle?
I can make some delicious chicken parmesan.
Yeah, I want to be with you.
Garlic bread,
I'll
be delicious.
Whip's, Whip's hoping the two of you can live happily ever after together.
I'm in, Kyle.
That's sweet. It's adorable, the two of you together. At number three, JJ, cook it up.
Truffled beef Wellington with garlic whipped potatoes.
Ooh.
Wow, look at Mr. Fancy Pants over there.
Wow. Nice.
How long does it take to cook a beef Wellington?
It's a process.
It is a process. A
couple hours.
That is true. Wow. That is very, very true. At number two, Mary Jane, you would go with what?
I do shrimp Dijon for an appetizer, chicken marsala with some broccoli Florentine, and then for dessert, my famous banana nut cake with homemade chocolate frosting.
My famous banana. It's a banana cake or a banana what cake?
A banana nut cake.
Banana nut cake.
Oh, my gosh. I want to come
Dijon
over.
Shrimp Dijon for apps.
Look at that. How about that one, Whip? You want to go?
No, I love that. Yeah,
I'm also chicken marsala.
I am
like
totally
that.
All in on that too.
Right, and then finally in at number one, keeping it simple, keeping it happy because everybody loves what, Elizabeth?
Chocolate chip cookies and margaritas.
All right, now that I will come over for.
Yeah.
I'm a cookie guy. I love me some cookies.
Especially chocolate chip. Yeah. You love those, don't you?
Yeah. Do you
extra chocolate chips and extra tequila?
Oh, look at that. So the tequila or the margarita's got a little kick, and so do the cookies. It's perfect. Here we go. See, things to look forward to. I know we're not guaranteeing they're happening, but if the governor came out today and said, all right, listen, what do you want? And he said, I'd really like this. And he just looks back and he goes, I'll work on it. I'll try. No promises. Like what you would say to your dad, you know, what you're hoping for Christmas.
Yes.
Or your mom.
We'll see.
We'll see. I'm not saying no, but we'll see. All right?
Yes.
What would you put on that list, Mary?
Well, first of all, thank you for being there. I get up at 5:30, so I missed you guys that week getting ready and everything.
Well, now it
so
feels
thank
right
you,
to
thank
be
you,
here.
Thank you.
That's good. Thank
exactly.
you.
We're here for you.
Thank you, Mary.
And, I'm thinking 4th of July, every suburb, city of Chicago does the 4th of July fireworks at the same time this week. Nobody... There's not that big crowd downtown, but all over, and
right.
we just have that to look forward to.
Big That's fireworks display.
You don't need crowds to do fireworks.
I
can
the mayor
see it from
said,
anywhere.
Listen, we're going to put together a July 4th fireworks thing. I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to figure something out.
Absolutely.
Great idea.
All right.
And they will.
Okay.
Yes.
Kick ass
I love that. There we go. See, positive thoughts. But looking for the reasons not to do them and look for reasons to do them, John.
Concerts. Specifically at Wrigley Field.
Anyone in particular? If he said, all right, I'll give you one.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton, which I already bought tickets
for. Oh, Cowboy
Whoa,
Chris.
That would be so good.
Oh, Cowboy Chris.
Country concerts are good there.
Yeah. All right. You know, one thing to look forward to, David.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking forward to Great America. It was supposed to open on April 10th, so we always go to the opening day, and now we missed it.
Yeah. So if he could just throw out, listen, I'll try to get Great America, but I can't promise. Can't promise, but I'll give it my best effort.
Yeah, I haven't gone on a roller coaster in a while.
This is a great idea, Rich. I was actually just thinking about this.
Yeah, where's the bag tournament in Rosemont?
Yeah.
Andy Financial.
Yeah, the Eric in the Morning Grab Your Bags tournament, which launched last year.
Right. Yeah, we just go there and drink and watch.
Yeah.
You know, there's social distancing and grabbing our bags and playing bags.
Totally.
We can at least explore opportunities, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, to do it responsibly. And then finally, the one thing to look forward to, Maggie.
Hearing a bartender say, would you like to start a tab?
It's the little things in life. All right, listen, I will do what I can to make sure that everybody gets a bartender that calls them and says, would you like to start a tab?
Yes, please.
So it feels like you've got your life back.
Nice.
It started with Simon Cowell became vegan and misses pizza so much. That's a big life change. And I got thinking, all right, what's another big life change? When you're single and you become married, what do you miss so much? No, nothing went anywhere there. So we said, okay, fine, we'll go with Whips. When you're married and become single, what do you miss so much? 312-233-1019. Since becoming single, Dawn, what do you miss the most?
My big walk-in closet.
Oh, see, there you go.
Hmm.
Married, you had the big walk-in closet. Single, walk-in closet is gone.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to share it. Or did you?
Well, maybe
they have their own.
Maybe. Did you have your own walk-in closet?
No, it was combined, but it was really big. And now I have just a tiny little skinny thing.
Right. Yeah. Tiny little skinny thing. There you go. Hey, that's what Violetta ran into at the club. Rob, since becoming single, what do you miss so much?
Well, morning, Melissa and Violetta. I miss her making my sandwich.
You what?
Her making my sandwich.
You know, Whip and I are sitting right here, Rob.
What is that all about, Rob?
Awesome. I love you, Rob. I think he's looking for somebody else to make his sandwich.
Yeah, I think that's what he's looking for.
You're the best.
No, you're going to make a sandwich now. That's what he wanted.
Fine. Yeah. I will after that.
I'll bet you will. Will you do this for Matthew? Hey, Matthew, since becoming single, what do you miss so much?
Well, first of all, I listen to you guys all the time. It's great to listen.
Thank you. Thank you.
The sex.
The sex.
Well,
Melissa will take care of that after she gets done with Rob's sandwich. Because she's so happy.
I am. Yeah. That just made my day.
Heather, since becoming single, what do you miss so much?
I miss somebody taking care of all the electronics and hooking up all of those cords because they're really confusing.
Right, all those cable hookups.
It's like spaghetti back there.
Yeah, you can't figure it out yourself. You used to have a guy that wandered around your house doing it. Sure, you had to be married to him, but these things change. Most romantic home-cooked meals, they have the top 10.
Okay.
Says 81% of people are impressed when their partner cooks for them. 86% of people say cooking can be a turn-on, and if you want to get romantic, this is what you prepare.
Perfect.
What would you guess it is? Violetta.
I think lasagna.
Lasagna.
I don't know that romantic. Those noodles can be kind of.
Oh yeah. I'm thinking
wobbly.
About doing weird things with noodles. Okay. Whip.
How about Boboli pizza?
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You get the sauce. You get the cheese. And you can grate it yourself if you want to.
Grating cheese. Nothing more romantic.
Cut yourself. Yeah.
Melissa.
I'm gonna say fajitas.
See, you should have stuck with your original plan.
Oh, really? Okay.
What is the most romantic meal, Ken?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti and meatballs. Very romantic. That's not it, but I think I like where you're going with that. No, Brian, Melissa actually said earlier the most romantic meal, then deviated. What is it?
Steak and potatoes.
There it is.
Aha.
I'm a romantic at heart, I guess.
That's what Melissa said she would prepare if that Zoom guy ever comes over to her house with his... Got to put his shirt back on at some point, though.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, well done, Brian. How's your morning going?
It is going well.
Steak and potatoes. At number two, pasta and garlic bread. Very romantic. Mm. Number three, chicken and vegetables. Sounds kind of boring.
Yeah, it does.
Number four, there it is, boboli pizza and salad.
Seriously?
Well, pizza and salad.
Oh, okay, that's good.
What's boboli mean?
Really? No, it's like you buy the crust
it's
already,
the crust,
pre-made
the crust.
Crust. You put all the stuff on top.
Oh, and then you make your own.
There you go.
Exactly.
A burger and fries, followed by lobster mac and cheese. That's making me hungry.
That's good.
Soup. How can soup be romantic?
Because you slurp it.
Tacos, sushi, and risotto.
Do you know how hard it is to make sushi?
Soap operas are dangerously low on episodes thanks to the coronavirus. We're all home watching daytime TV, maybe for the first time ever, or the first time in recent memory. And now you realize, oh my gosh, I'm hooked. Some of them are having problems, though. This proves they're dangerously low, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So my mom watches General Hospital, and she told me what they've been doing a little bit anyway to kind of stretch things
wait,
out.
Wait, Mike. Your mom does? Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Right, I'm with you. Okay, what does your mom say?
Hey, yeah.
I'm too busy out here being essential to watch television.
Attaboy.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So what they'll do is they'll just have a couple people talking, and one of them will tell a story about what happened in the old days, and they'll just show a clip from Luke and Laura's wedding or something like that.
So they're doing the version of the golf on the weekends that I watch. It's an old golf tournament where they have the winner just sitting there on Skype saying, so I hit a 6-iron here and pulled it a little. And there you go.
A little reminiscing.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing with soap operas now. Hey, Paul.
Hi there.
Can you give us an update on one of them?
I sure can. Unlike Mike, I will admit to it's me watching Days of Our Lives.
I got you. Yeah, Mike, you know, he was covering his mom.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's pretty exciting because Patch just had a chip removed from his brain that made
Patch
him think that he was...
Wait a minute. Patch, when I was in college, Patch was on Days of Our Lives. Yeah. He's got to be 100.
He is.
Yeah, they've kept a lot of those, like,
all the same
original
people.
So he had a chip removed from his brain. Okay, got it. Cool.
He had a chip removed from his brain that made him think he was Stefano, and so therefore he was in love with Marlena.
Oh, yeah.
And he put a chip in Marlena's brain so that she would fall in love with him.
Right. And did that work?
It didn't because John came to her rescue at the last minute.
Is that John Black?
It is John
Black. Wait a second here.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I told you. When I was in college, we'd sit around the fraternity and watch it.
That's weird, you guys.
Yeah.
Guys were watching it in college?
Yeah, it would be like six of us all in recliners sitting around.
You're supposed to be at class.
You know, there was... who took an afternoon class at 2:30?
Yeah.
That'd be what I'd skip. You take classes from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., okay. And then everything outside. You get to sleep in and you're out early.
Ah, good plan.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Soap opera talk.
Apparently in Toronto, this happened 2 years ago, but they're now just telling the story for the first time. Doctors say that a 30-year-old woman was walking down the street, and this is the bad part, she was shot at close range in the chest. But in one of the only cases on record like this, they say that the bullet deflected off of her breast implant and kind of, moved it a little bit to the point where her silicone breast implant actually saved her life because it deflected the bullet away from her vital organs into the other breast.
Wait a minute. It deflected it into the... It ricocheted off one boob into the other one?
That's what it appears to say,
like it bounced off
the
of it.
The 30-year-old left breast
implant.
Those
are either really, really, really great breast implants or a really, really, really weak bullet.
Maybe. I don't know about the strength of the bullet, but it deflected the bullet away from her vital organs into the other breast, according to a case study published in the Sage Medical Journal.
Fake boobs save lives.
Yes. Did they say what I'm thinking? I think maybe a lot of other people are thinking.
What?
Like, how big were they?
Oh.
How many cc's?
Well, yeah, because I would think, like, you know, were they like trampoline big?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Maybe that would make a difference.
Yeah, like,
I saw a picture
of it. If it hits the double D, it might ricochet more than if it hits the B.
Like a tiny one, sure.
Right.
I mean, who gets tiny ones, though? If you're going to get implants, like, get them big.
Oh, there's a lot of people that get the tiny ones.
Words to live by from Violetta.
I don't
get them big.
I hear a lot of people regret not getting them bigger after the inflammation of
them. Do you think people that get them regret more not getting them bigger or more not getting them smaller, like they went too big?
See, now I think it's the other way. I think they regret getting them too big.
Do you?
Yes.
Go big or go home.
If you have them and you have regrets... To whatever degree, which way do you regret? You regret you wish you would have gone bigger, or you regret you wish you would have gone smaller? And the good positive takeaway is they will apparently occasionally deflect a bullet if needed.
Right, exactly. Serve as like a bulletproof vest, basically, here. And by the way, I scoured the article to look for the size. Didn't find it. I do know, though, that the bullet was apparently a copper-jacketed .4 caliber, whatever that means.
Okay. Learned a lot. Got to find the right music to really set the tone and set the mood for what we're about to experience here.
For
Hold on.
Talk.
Hold on. Here we go. Hold on. This should work nicely.
Whoa. Funky.
That actually started. That sounded like an implant right there.
What are you talking about?
If it was a cartoon character with eyes and some little arms.
Like if you were to poke it with a finger.
If the implant was a cartoon character and walked into the cartoon, it would be to this. Wouldn't it?
Oh, my God. Only boys would think of that.
Only boys. Yeah. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys. Good morning.
Hi. We're just, sitting around trying to get to 10 o'clock. And, and the breast implant story came up, and Violetta has a theory that when women have implants, they generally wish they would have gone bigger. Melissa's theory is they generally wish they would have gone smaller. Now, first off, do you have them, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
And you sound perky.
Do you wish one way or the other?
I'm with Violetta. I every day wish I had gone bigger.
Right?
Really?
What size
every
did you go?
Day? Wow.
When I went, like, for a consultation, I was, like, wanting a C because I was, like, a very, very small A. Well, after you get it, they kind of expand a little bit, so I'm a full D, but it's not, like, a D that you usually think of.
Is it anything you would ever go back and do over, or are you just going to ride this out?
I keep thinking about it. You know, I got my stimulus check, so that might
be cool.
Seems like a great way to spend it. That's how the president would want it.
Exactly. Seriously, it would
be. Think you're onto something with that.
Yeah, very nice. Here come your new breast implants walking in.
Bouncy and ready to go.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Appreciate it. Freaks from Florida, you ready?
Yes.
All of these stories originate in Florida, land of the freaks. We start in Brevard County. in Florida, where a gender reveal party explosion sparked a 10-acre fire.
Okay.
The old gender reveal?
Yeah.
Gone wrong?
Yeah.
The blaze occurred after someone attempting to announce the sex of their unborn child used Tannerite, a brand of binary explosive often used as a rifle target.
These
are going a little too far.
Yes, we were informed that it was caused by a gender reveal using Tannerite and a weapon. Something as seemingly innocent as a gender reveal can turn into a large-scale disaster, but generally only in Florida.
All right.
Florida woman busted over TikTok fight with gal pal in St. Petersburg. The women had been arguing over TikTok videos when the dispute escalated, according to arrest affidavit. The cop noted that there was a video of a portion of the incident as the two women's Ashley Stoopy. That's her name.
Stoopy?
No,
slapped her 24-year-old girlfriend with an open hand during the scuffle. Minor scratches on the arms and legs also resulted.
Okay.
In Boca Raton, Florida, wet wipes have clogged all four pumps at the Florida wastewater facility.
Oh, no, you cannot flush those.
Yeah, well, certain the ones they is, say you can.
Only the ones that say flushable.
The whole world is wet wipe crazy.
Those.
Yes. I'm sorry. I thought you said you had a question.
No.
Yeah. Let me get through this here. The utility... I barely get the headline out, and everybody's got commentary. Let me get in here. Utility officials in Florida are reminding residents not to flush wet wipes, except the flushable ones, says Violetta. Down the toilet, then Melissa says, I don't know if there are any. Then, after all four of them, Whip says, well, some are. The wastewater facility's pumps clogged all at the same time.
Oh, man. Okay.
Assume they're not, unless it says otherwise. There you go.
Merritt Island, Florida. Drunk Florida man shoots rifle, points laser at police. Florida man behind bars after he fired multiple rounds of ammunition toward and pointed a rifle's laser at a Brevard County Sheriff's helicopter while drunk.
What? No. Oh,
the helicopter wasn't drunk, the guy.
Can't do that.
Dumb-dumb.
Dumb-dumb.
He is. He's a stoopy.
He is a stoopy.
I got nothing.
Seriously, you guys have got to get out of your houses and get around somebody other than children. Seriously, you have to.
I actually heard...
For your job, you have to.
I actually heard
Melissa
my neighbor...
Melissa talks to me like I'm 11 most of the show. Well, that's dumb-dumb.
My neighbor used it, and I thought it was hilarious, so I stole it.
That is hilarious. Fort Pierce, Florida. Florida woman assaulted man with a can of SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
Florida woman facing felony domestic battery charge after allegedly clobbering a man in the head with a can of SpaghettiOs, a blow that left the victim with a large laceration on his head.
Uh-oh.
Stoopy.
Dumb-dumb. You little dumb-dumb.
Stop. I was trying to get it to stop, not encourage
it. Oh, okay.
Walmart thief uses underwear as disguise and coronavirus face mask. In Tampa Bay, Emilio Santos recently stole electronics from the Walmart by using his underwear as a face mask.
Okay. Oh, man.
We're seeing some of that outside of Florida, too.
Yeah, you worry about that a little bit.
And finally, freaks from Florida. Florida man, again with the face masks, sells masks, face masks made of Burmese python and alligator skin.
What?
Okay.
Very fancy.
That must smell bad.
Can you bring it? Beach, Florida, a Florida shop owner selling face masks made out of the skin of a Burmese python, an invasive species in the Everglades, to create a fashion statement and stop the spread of coronavirus. Brian Wood is the owner of All American Gator Products, is crafting different leather masks from the skin of pythons, crocodiles, and alligators.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.